I want to care for you, baby. I really met the match. You used me, abused me, but I keep coming back. And let me up. Maybe I will have you.
When Brian Lee moved to New Orleans to escape the harsh winters of his native Wisconsin, the city's French Quarter was home to a thriving blues scene. One of his steadiest jobs was playing five nights a week at the old Absinthe House on Bourbon Street. He performed there with his Jump Street 5 band for more than 14 years. Life hasn't always been easy for Brian. His eyes were damaged at birth, and by age 8, he was totally blind. He overcame his disability to become a top blues man, winning praise from Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy. But as Brian admits, years of late-night shows and grinding tours took a toll on his family life, and he seriously contemplated leaving show business.
That was a hard time for me, giving that up. And I just thought, well, I'll quit music. I'll just quit entertaining. I can tune pianos. I'll figure out a way somehow to make a living, to be close to my kids. Well, every time I tried to quit, something would happen where I couldn't quit.
With more and more blues clubs closing, Brian spends much of the year touring and recording. His latest album, My Lady Don't Love My Lady, features two of his closest friends and collaborators, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Buddy Guy.
I got to be good friends with Buddy as we played, and he heard me play, and he'd sometimes come in and sit in with us. And, you know, one time he told me, he said, you know, Brian, he goes, there's only a couple guys playing real blues anymore. I said, really, who? And he goes, well, there's me, there's B.B. King, and there's you.
You know the young girls when they turn 18, they think they're almost grown. And a sweet little girl like that, ain't no way she's gonna stay at home. Come see me early in the morning. Just about the break of day. Yes. See me reach over and clutch my pillow. Where my baby used to lay.
From My Lady Don't Love My Lady, Brian Lee joins forces with Buddy Guy on the Junior Wells classic, Early in the Morning. In addition to three original songs, Brian performs tunes by Earl King, Dr. John, Willie Maben, and Big Bill Brunzi. Brian recently returned to his hometown of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, to perform a benefit concert for 8-year-old Jonah Murray, who is visually impaired and suffers from cerebral palsy. Brian says, while Jonah is making big strides, the road ahead is laced with challenges.
Kids learn by watching other kids, or they learn by watching, period, you know? Well, he didn't have that luxury. So for him and all blind children, it's a slow process. I was lucky I had vision till I was about 8 years old. So, you know, I caught on to everything right away. And I went to public school till I was about 8 years old. But, you know, having the cerebral palsy on top of it makes it really hard for him.
In September, Brian will perform at blues festivals in Delaware, Connecticut, and Michigan, as well as the D.C. Blues Festival in Washington. I'm Doug Levine.
Heartbreaker, girl, your show is gone. Heartbreaker, girl, your show is gone. Cameras on. You a Bobby Soxer.